From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Okay, let's try to make sense of the economic news this week. Yesterday, record highs on Wall Street. Today, word that pending home sales fell to the lowest level in more than 6 years. Then, housing stocks respond by rising. You with me still? I know, it's confusing, but Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here, and he's going to help us understand what is going on. So, Sam, what gives with all these ups and downs?
It's a little counterintuitive, I guess, to say the least. You just look at how the market responded to yesterday's news. We had Citigroup announcing a huge hit on profits, on upcoming profits due to housing woes. Credit Suisse and UBS posted similar warnings, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit an all-time high. Now, on the surface, this may leave many of us scratching our heads, but it's actually a pretty common reaction. Wall Street hates uncertainty, and the string of bad news reports out yesterday and today helped ease that anxiety. So the thinking basically goes, even if the news isn't good, at least it's news.
And at least we know what it is. Okay, so these reports take away some uncertainty. What's the next step? How does that lead to gains like what we saw yesterday?
Well, basically, traders are feeling that the crisis is over here. And we're talking about the mortgage crisis and that string of bad economic reports that were coming out, or the news that was coming out, and that we've seen the worst of that mortgage crunch. But it also points to another funny thing about Wall Street. Good economic reports, on the flip side, rarely lead to rallies. I talked to Al Goldman, who's the chief market strategist at AG Edwards, and he says the reason for that is because markets are essentially forward-looking.
How many times have your listeners seen a stock come out with good news, raise their dividends, split their shares, and the stock goes down? Now, this makes no sense, except when you realize that the stock perhaps was up 10 or 15% in anticipation of the news.
Now, Goldman says there's an old saying on Wall Street for this trend. It's buy the wake and sell the wedding.
Huh. Okay, so does this mean that this six-month stretch of doom and gloom that we've been in is over, or will the Wall Street guys just call this a relief rally?
You'd have to basically have a crystal ball, Alex, to answer that one. But many market analysts seem to think we're headed for better times here. One of the big questions still looming is the jobs data coming out this Friday. Most are expecting a gain in 100,000 jobs. But if it turns out to be the opposite, we could see what analysts like to call adjustments.
So, Sam, just to wrap it up, are we possibly headed towards a recession now, or are we clear of that?
Wall Street seems to think we're in for more of a soft landing. They're now saying that the former predictions of a 30 to 40% chance of recession need to be cut in half now in light of the new data and how the market is reacting to that data.
Thanks so much, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.